Okay, so we're running a little long, but you brought in some interesting hardware. So let's spend like 5 minutes just kind of taking a look real quick at some of the cool things that you brought in, Mateo.
Great. What
you got there?
Thanks, Ron. So Jason, I've brought two wonderful
welcome.
Devices. So they're both by Chinese OEMs, device manufacturers. This is the first Huawei device sold under the Honor brand in the US. So I was recently at the Honor product launch for Europe of the Honor 5X, which is also available in the US for $199. And it's a mid-range smartphone running EMUI, which is Huawei's version of Android based on Android 5.1. And a lot of the hardware components are very similar to the higher-end Honor 7. So you have very nice full high-definition screen, which is a 5.5-inch unit. So it's not a full-on phablet, but getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's full high-definition, great viewing angles. It's a full metal body. It has a 13-megapixel camera on the back, 5-megapixel selfie camera. And the fingerprint scanner on the back is very similar to the one on the Nexus 6P and the Nexus 5X. So it's very, very fast.
Oh, okay.
The difference being that working with Samsung software, not only is it fast at unlocking, it can be used for gestures. So by swiping down on the on the sensor, you bring down your notification panel.
Okay.
So it's difficult to show this on the two sides, but when I swipe down on the sensor, it will bring down my notification panel.
Oh, interesting.
If I swipe up, it will close the notification panel, and if I do it again, it should open my multitasking.
Hmm.
And then in the web browser, I can use left and right to browse back and forward. So It's more than the Nexus experience. Huawei have integrated that tightly with the rest of the operating system.
The actions, like, have you gotten used to using the actions? I'm not sure how much I'd really use those, to be honest. You know
the notification panel, when using the phone one-handed, is very useful. So rather than taking the phone out and then having to use the other hand to pull down your notification drawer, you can just do it with the one hand on the fingerprint sensor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's useful because it's one of the most used things I have on Android, is those notifications.
Sure.
This is powered by a Qualcomm chipset as well. It's the Snapdragon 616.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very power efficient. Has a great battery life, so it gets me through a day.
Sorry, thumbing my way through it.
Okay, it's not a bad looking display.
And it comes with a screen protector already on it. I haven't actually taken it off.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you can kind of see here. I'll see if I can get the light to kind of glance off it a little bit.
But even with that on it, the screen is lovely. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
So for consuming media, for using it as a camera, it's good.
And this is how much again? $200,
you said? It's $199 here in the US. Prices vary in Europe, but it bounces around £189 to £169, depending on where you purchase it from.
Interesting.
And overall, for the price, you're getting a lot of smartphone. It's difficult to beat in that price.
Yeah, I mean, that you always kind of have to point that out when you're talking about, you know, like a $200 unlocked. It just goes to show you how much that low price gets you nowadays. Like, it doesn't give you this tiny little piece of plastic that, you know, you don't care about. You know what I mean? Like, it actually feels like a nice device. It's got a nice display and reasonable specs in there. So for $200, it's pretty great.
It's also dual SIM. So it takes two SIM cards and a micro SD. So it's 16 gig built in, and it can take up to 128 gigabyte micro SD cards.
Nice.
So great overall specs for the price. And that's officially available in most Western markets under the Honor branding.
Okay.
So that was the first of the devices I brought.
Now, this next one I'm very curious about. Yeah.
We
talked about this.
You can't get as easily in Western markets. You need to import it through a trusted retailer or go to AliExpress, the Chinese equivalent of eBay and Amazon combined.
Mm-hmm.
So AliExpress is where I ordered the device from. It took a few days to arrive. But it's a 5-inch device, so smaller than the Honor device. And it has specs similar to the, in terms of size, to the Moto G third generation. So it's a 720p 5-inch screen. The difference being that this is running a Snapdragon 616 processor, so the same processor as in the Honor 5X. Mm-hmm. It's a very power-efficient chipset, but they've put a massive 4,100 milliamp hour battery in the back of it. So 720p screen, Snapdragon 616, and the big battery overall gives me 2 to 3 days battery life.
Dang.
And that's saying a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The downside is that out of the box, there are no Google services whatsoever on the right. Xiaomi device. Mm-hmm. There are relatively simple instructions on various forums on how to add those. But for the price, which I believe is around about $160, you're getting a lot of smartphone again. 13-megapixel camera, 16 gigabytes of storage built in, expandable with microSD, dual SIM.
Take a look at that.
And it's finished very, very well.
Yeah, it's got a nice finish to it. It feels nice.
Ooh,
very premium feel.
Yeah. Very interesting. But, and this one's how much again?
Once I'd paid customs and everything, it was £130. So it'll be in the same price range.
About $200.
About $200.
Yeah.
But you're getting...
I got a quick question, Matteo. Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Can you get that phone with a Mocha Dial backing or no?
Not yet. So Mocha Dial is
good question, Ron.
It's a very good question. So Mocha Dial is an aftermarket edition. This phone is so new, it's so hipster, that you can't get Mocha Dial yet.
I'm surprised Mocha Dial wasn't a launch option.
But yeah. I know you were after Mocha Dial, so I brought this. Brian, if you can switch over. So this is the case to my Honor 6.
Which oh my God.
Real leather Mocha Dial.
Spit take.
Wow.
It's beautiful. So this is real leather made to look like Mocha Dial.
So wait a minute. So it's real leather made to look like fake crocodile skin.
Yes.
Okay, just want to be clear on that. All right, that's good. I love
this
it.
This is like Inception of cases. Interesting. It's interesting that this is your thing.
Someone in Europe has to bring this beauty to the Western markets,
and then they have to, apologize profusely for it. Sorry,
hey, I'm Italian. I know fashion.